We had a kind of different Thanksgiving, too, for the only second time in his life. Scott didn't get to come down and have Thanksgiving with us. So it was just different. You know what I mean? We've been blessed all this year. You know, Jack and Patsy couldn't come. Normally they're preaching on Sunday morning after Thanksgiving, but he is temporarily pastoring a church. He's a fill-in pastor. And I know when Jerry talked to him, he said, "Well, Jack, how do you feel about that?" Jack said, "Well," said, "I'd really rather be the one come in and hit him and leave. But right now he's a fill-in pastor." And we just thank the Lord for the times that they could come down. It's, you know, God knows what he's doing. It's just this season of change, isn't it? And we all have to adjust and say, "God, I may not know what you're doing, but you do. And you're going to take care of everybody." Would you stand this morning while I read the word? Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading this morning from Colossians 3. Verses 16 to 17, I'm going to be reading out of the Message Bible. Really spoke to me. It says, first of all, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. Did you catch that? Church, we're family. We're supposed to be in tune with each other, being in step with each other. And it says, and none of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. We're talking about thankfulness again today. And let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. We just want the word to be lifted up and have the run in this house. And the run in our homes. Give it plenty of room in your lives today. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. You know, if we get to the point that every decision we make, we're getting to say, "Now, God, I just thank you for directing my path, that you're in charge of my actions." There might be some poor choices that we wouldn't make because we would know they don't honor God. Sometimes, you know, but if we take the time to stop and think, "God, are you in this? Lord, can your name be honored and glorified if I'm a part of this thing?" Cultivating the word and singing. Praise God. Before we begin our praise and worship this morning, we want to, Ricardo's ministering somewhere and Sarah's singing somewhere, so that's why you see some empty seats. But I tell you, God is faithful. And I don't know about you all, but we came to praise the Lord, didn't we? Father, we just lift up Ricardo. Thank you for the anointing that's upon his life as he shares and as he ministers the word. And I thank you for being with Sarah. Lord God, being with the families. And we honor you today, Lord, that your word's going to be lifted up and cultivated in our lives. Thank you for this church and this family. And everybody said, amen. You on, church. Amen. Give him the glory and the honor and the praise this morning. So thankful to him. All right. God's mind was full of you. Now that's how much he loves you. That's how special you are, that when you get up in the morning, if you just say, hey, God, he goes, yeah, I'm already thinking about you. Think of that. That's what it says in Psalms 8, that he already is thinking about us. That ought to stir us up every morning to realize how much God loves us. He loves us more than anybody. Everybody else will let you down. That's life. They're humans. God will never let you down because He loves you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right. A little bit of stirring up in here this morning. Alright. Get somebody back there stirred up just a little bit. There you go. There is a song rising in my heart. Rising in my heart it is. There is a dance rising in this place. Rising in this place it is. There is a song. Come like the wind, come like you promised,
like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said.
Amen. Amen. Come on, church. Praise him today. Lord, we just glorify and magnify your name, Lord. Thank you for the Spirit of the Lord that's in this place. I just pray that you have peace today, that you know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is peace. Hallelujah. He's our deliverer. He's our healer. Freedom reigns where the Spirit of God is. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Are you tired today? If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place.
Falling on every face. the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Can you give your all to Jesus today?
Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom.
Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. With showers of mercy and grace are falling.
We're going to worship him with, I know some of our crew's not here, but we're going to do, "Oh, Come All You Faithful." Okay? Hallelujah. It's Christmas. Calling the faithful ones. You know, and the world will fight it. The world will fight the Christ that's in Christmas. But we have a message, and we can sing it. And we can bring it to those that are around us. You know, Jesus is coming soon. And we lift our eyes with joy. But we do need to remember that there are those that aren't ready. And we have a message to get out to them. Oh, come all you faithful.
Glory to God.
Lord this morning. Amen.
Yea, Lord, we grieve thee. Born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father now in flesh appear.
We're going to take up our offering this morning. The ushers come forward. Hallelujah. We continue our worship. Giving is a part of worship. It's when we get to tell the Lord how much we trust Him, how much we're so thankful for Him as we give Him. Lord, I just thank You for blessing this church. Thank You, Father God, that we love to give. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You for Your promises, and that we just simply trust You, Father God, that all of our needs are met according to Your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Everyone here, Father God, out of the abundance of their heart, Father God, we give and we speak Your word. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Right now is we'll have prayer and we're going to go ahead and take up our communion, and then we've got a special by Miss Darlene, okay? All right. The ones who are going to serve communion this morning. While they're coming forward, we just really want to, we have our prayer request, and we want to pray for Lottie's great niece for healing, the Gray family for peace, and for healing for John Waits, and deliverance for Cole. And then we have a prayer list here too: Dimple Buck for healing, and Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation, and Richard Crawhorn for healing, Michelle DeBerry, healing of the liver, Katrina McNay, salvation, and this is her niece again, Tia K, complete and total recovery. And I tell you what, I just thank God that our pastor is healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I also, before we pray, I just want to speak a blessing. I want to call out the names of those that worked hard to bless us with our church here today. Jerry and Denise Adamson, and Glenn and Linda Seaton, Gabriel Kirksey and Bethany Harvey, Brenton and Brindley Harvey, Lydie Gray, Sherry Lawson, C.J. Lawson, Sarah Lawson, Nola Curry, and Phyllis Keltner. It took a lot of people. Amen. We are so blessed in our church. We are so blessed. So we're going to pray.
You are.
I am. All right. And then we're going to get ready to serve communion, okay? Father, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your grace, Father, that's been manifested toward all of us, that we've received that grace. And I thank you, Father God, that in that grace covers everything that we need: healing, salvation, deliverance, provision, everything that we need. Father God, I thank you for the salvation and the healing of these people. I thank you for being with those that are ministering today, Father God, and those that are still recovering at home from sickness and disease. Lord God, that you're be the strength in their bodies. Lord, you know what's going on. You know what's happening. We lift them all up to you now, and that your grace is going to be manifested in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Can we have some help in this mood, or do we need to move it?
I think we'll be okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your love and your mercy and your grace. And Lord God, as we prepare to receive communion this morning, I thank you that it's possible that the blood of Jesus took away our sins, because the Word of God says it's not possible for the blood of animals to take away sin. But the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, set us free from sin and death. The cup and the bread are the symbolic elements of what Jesus did. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it, Lord.